in Kinyarwanda, we actually call the organization Amateka Banyarwanda, which is Histories of Rwandans. And the way we find individuals has been very diverse. Some organizations, survivor organizations in Rwanda, have sometimes said that this individual wants to share their story, and so we record their testimonies. Other times, it's really a process of word of mouth. One individual shares their history with us and then goes and tells a friend, and so their friend comes and says, you know, I want to share my story. We're not actively out seeking for people and asking them to tell their stories. What we're doing is we're existing in Rwanda, and people come to us and say, I want to share my history. And it's not just a history about 3 months of genocide. It's really their whole life story.
These are only audio, not video?
No, these are video recordings.
Okay.
We take a lot of pride in the fact that each testimony is filmed beautifully. You know, we set up beautiful light setups, and we spend a lot of time to make sure that each testimony looks very beautiful, because we know it's going to be here for perpetuity. We want also, when people watch these testimonies, whether it be in the archive for research purposes or whether it be in a classroom, in a school, we want people to really be paying attention and listening to the individual and not distracted by, you know, a dirty wall in the background or bad camera movement or bad audio. So we're really trying to make sure that as an oral history project, we are making sure that each testimony is beautifully filmed and filmed to the highest caliber that it can be.
So how far along are you in the process, and how and where will one be able to access these records?
Presently, the organization is about 2 years old, and so we have been filming in Rwanda for the last 2 years, and we have a team in Rwanda that is currently, you know, transcribing and translating the testimonies. And, of course, that process is really unique to an oral history archive, because each of these testimonies is time code aligned. And what that means is, you know, researchers will be able to search for a word or a phrase or a location, not just, you know, searching a theme that says, oh, look at this testimony, but a specific word, and it'll go directly to that word in a testimony. And so that process is being undertaken right now, the transcribing and the translating of the testimonies in Kigali. So we have right now the collection in Kigali, as well as a duplicate collection in the United States. As far as a home for this collection, in the United States, we are talking with various different universities, hoping that this collection might find a home in one of the universities, whether it be in a genocide studies department or an African studies department. Ultimately, we will find a home at the right university. And in Rwanda, we are going to be working to make sure that this material is able to be seen at the different organizations that obviously have already museums, but also we're going to build an archive in Butare. And in Butare, we'll be working closely with students and professors at the National University.